The Americas.
Crime in Mexico. The villains are thriving. Whoever becomes president must change tactics and tackle crime head on.
It has been a bloody month for Mexico's southern state of Chiapas. On May 19th, a candidate running in next month's local elections was attacked, and five members of his team shot dead. That came days after a mayoral candidate was killed with five others and an apparent gang shootout in which 11 people died. For Chiapanecos, such news is all too frequent. Murders in their state rose by 60% in the first 3 months of this year, compared with the same period in 2023. Criminal groups are fighting to control territory for moving drugs and migrants who enter Mexico from Guatemala through Chiapas. "We used to be a poor but safe state," says Francisco Rojas, a candidate for mayor of Tuxtla Gutiérrez, the state capital. "Now Chiapas is dangerous as well as poor." It typifies the insecurity under President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and the government led by his Morena party as his six-year term comes to a close. Mexico has suffered under violent gangs for many years, but two features stand out today. First, the number of places that criminal groups control has expanded. Second, their influence in local politics has grown. That will mar the vote on June 2nd, when Mexicans will elect a new president, nine governors, all 628 seats in Congress, and over 20,000 local posts. Crisis Group, a think tank, reckons that by 2021, major gangs were operating in a fifth of Mexico's 2,500 municipalities, up from 11% in 2010. That figure is probably higher now. In states including Guerrero, Zacatecas, and Michoacán, gangs have tightened their grip and act more brazenly. In March, Catholic bishops tried to lessen the violence in Guerrero by assigning municipalities to warring groups. The second feature is the gang's influence on politics. Local officials are particularly vulnerable to corruption or intimidation. A municipal policeman in Chiapas can earn as little as 5,000 pesos, that's $300 a month. Gangs shape elections by killing candidates they consider unfriendly. At least 64 candidates, their relatives or political operatives, have been killed in this electoral cycle. Last month, 200 candidates for local posts in Zacatecas withdrew, causing the national electoral body to launch an investigation. In some cases, gangs simply field their own people. Mr. López Obrador, who took power in 2018, is not the only one to blame. Violence worsened after Mexico's transition to democracy in the late 1990s, and again after President Felipe Calderón launched his war on drugs in 2006. Gangs splintered, multiplied, and fought back. They expanded into human trafficking and mining, spreading from urban to rural areas. Territorial control offers scope to extort from avocado producers and bus drivers, to control the water supply and charge people for it, and even to sell space in the shade. But Mr. López Obrador's focus on poverty, which he sees as the main cause of violence, has not fixed the immediate problem. He kept the army on the streets, a plausible about turn given the gang's firepower, but ordered the soldiers not to confront the gangs. This white flag didn't work, says Carlos Matienzo of Data Int, a security consultancy. It let gangs spread. Violence persisted. With 180,000 murders in the past 6 years, Mr. López Obrador's time in office has been Mexico's deadliest period on record. Disappearances, mostly murders with no body found, are up too. Impunity is rife. Mr. López Obrador dismantled the federal police. Many were corrupt, but their officers had been vetted and trained, many by the FBI. The National Guard, which replaced them, are seconded soldiers, not trained in police work. In 2018, the federal police arrested 21,700 people. In 2022, the National Guard arrested just 2,814. The president, unhelpfully, denies and plays down the violence, at times even calling criminals respectful people. He has also weakened security cooperation with the United States, which is keen to stem the northbound flow of fentanyl and migrants. Few expected Mr. López Obrador to hew to the approach of Mr. Calderón and his successor, Enrique Peña Nieto, who were cozy with the northern neighbor. But relations are now needlessly combative, says a Mexican official. Insecurity tops voters' lists of worries. Xochitl Galvez, the main rival to Claudia Sheinbaum, Mr. López Obrador's protege and Mexico's likely next president, has put it at the heart of her campaign. Ms. Sheinbaum, if she wins, will probably be willing to adjust her predecessor's policies. She says she will use nationally many of the same tools she used when she was Mexico City's mayor when murders in the capital fell. She upped the wages of the city's police, increased their intelligence and investigation capacity, and improved coordination between them, the National Guard, and the Attorney General's office. Ms. Sheinbaum will have to move quickly or risk ever more insecurity in Chiapas and beyond.